Welcome.
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 Welcome to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
There's ACL, there's Fun Fun Fun.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
At Coachella, we just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it, and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee Gay.
I'm Zach Tiebloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
For the first time in 4 months, welcome back to the Pod Crash, Coachella 2012. The announcement came out tonight, and within 20 minutes, Andy was texting me saying we should pod. I'm excited, Andy. Are we going to Coachella 2012?
I'm going to fucking be there. Are you coming?
I am coming. Caitlin had already bought her ticket and been on layaway for months, paying installments, so I pretty much was going to go. But now I'm just glad that the lineup makes me really excited to go.
This might be the best lineup in the history of Festival Crashers.
I'm not ready to say that yet. I think it might be better than the last two we went to. But we can talk about that. We'll get there. Let's look at what we got. Three headliners. I think we have maybe the best one around, Radiohead, arguably. The Black Keys, who have really, you know, shown to be the best one rock album each of the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do in a headlining slot.
We've seen them like probably 7 or 8 times each, and never have they headlined almost anything. Like
no, but I mean they're doing an arena tour. I guess that matches, but I feel like there's always such like. So much extra added to a headlining set, and they're the opposite of extra added to anything.
But they have so many songs now. Like, they just put out, like, everything on this new album is awesome, and I want to hear it played live.
Yeah,
and,
like, it's... Yeah.
Brothers, and, like, they've just built up... Like, now it's like, I could think of 23 songs I could play and, like, just blast through an awesome headlining set.
Yeah, and don't we know there's going to be new Radiohead by the time Coachella rolls out, or is that totally
false? There's
false?
I think a couple songs in the works. I don't know how much of it we're going to get.
Okay.
I know that on this tour, I think they're going to be playing a lot of King of Limbs, as well as in Rainbow still, according to the early ones from the show. Caitlin, Radiohead was a big get for you, yes. But you were a little disappointed that one artist was not on here.
Oh.
You really wanted.
Well, yes. Are we already at that point?
Well... Yes, I think so. But the third headliner to make you really excited, you were going to show no excitement because who wasn't there?
Daft Punk wasn't there, and I really expected them just because of the rumors, and it seemed like it was the right time, and it seemed like they were going to be coming out with new stuff, and they're not on there. And I don't know, I'm not impressed with this lineup, honestly.
Ugh.
I don't know if I'm just kidding.
Ugh, boo. We didn't even say my favorite headliner on this lineup. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. That's amazing. How is that not exciting?
I've never seen Dre, have you?
No, never. But besides that, does this mean we can be getting a new Dre album soon? Or is this just a show? This set can mean so fucking much.
Snoop on his own, it can be a bit old. But with Dre, they're going to be trading back and forth with such a
yes.
crazy catalog of songs.
Yes, plus that this is their home festival. They're
yes.
in their element, Donnie.
Oh, they're going to own LA with this shit.
It's going to be amazing.
That might be end up being the show of the weekend.
It what? Jay-Z, you thought Jay-Z was the last time we were at Coachella. This is bound to be that.
But.
It's maybe better.
He was going against Adams for Peace last time, which I thought was almost as good. But this is actually Radiohead. Like, I still think Radiohead is going to be the best.
I'm really, really excited for Dre and Snoop.
Yes.
But
yeah, I'll be excited when I wake
but
up.
But that might not even be the band I'm most excited for on Sunday. But that's just getting ahead of myself.
Oh, you love Justice, but we'll
Justice.
Get there.
Justice.
Should we start with Friday? Like
yes, let's start with Friday.
Okay, the first. Well, I know the name LA Riots and then Deer Hunter, and I don't know if that's a Deer band that I like or not.
I don't think it's the one you like.
On that line, Kendrick Lamar is amazing. I highly, highly suggest checking him out. He's really good. It's hip hop. There's a little bit of a, like, it's not like a group, but they have a little bit of a Bone Thugs sound, but there's a lot of good, like, jazz and soul samples, and it's really, really a great hip hop album that came out last year, and I've been listening to it a bunch.
That sounds like a good suggestion. Band of Skulls, do we like that? No?
Well, they have one song that I really like, but I don't know if I like any of the rest of it. They had, it was like Fire or something like that, something about fire, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're alright. Givers I'm more excited about.
Sure. Caps Lock Givers, which one are they again?
The Up 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 Band.
Oh, Up Up Up. I really like those guys.
Yeah,
that's a fun one. Neon Indian and Black Angels are an awesome one. I like both of them a lot.
They're boring lines.
Yeah. M Word.
M Word is gonna be a good one.
Girls, I'm really excited about. I've been listening to that Girls album a whole lot recently.
Caitlin doesn't like it, but I liked everything I've heard from Girls.
Well, you
I
saw
dig
them
it.
Live and we're not impressed.
Could be true.
It is true.
It's been good music to drive around sunny California with.
Sure.
Jimmy Clit, I've heard a lot of mixed things, but mostly I've heard that he's awesome still.
Yeah, I remember watching when he was on the Bonnaroo live feed, and I thought it was great. I'm definitely going to go. But, like, yeah. From
the
here
Hardy
on
still
out,
plays, like, all the old Harder They Come hits. And...
Yeah, yeah, it'll be great. If he has, like, an afternoon set, we'll pull up with a sandwich and have ourselves a grand old time.
Absolutely. I think it'll be a good warm-up to M83.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything after that, too.
I don't love Arctic Monkeys as much as Brett or you.
Dude, and you skipped over Explosion of the Sky and Afrojack.
I don't think we'll be seeing Explosion of the Sky, personally.
I don't know. I'm going to try and see Afrojack. That'll be a crazy dance party. It might be, like, that might be the set, like, they put after the headliner. You know, they do, like, the DJ set.
Right. Like Tiesto was?
Yeah, but that might also be Swedish House Mafia. They're, I mean, they're listed.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I've never seen those three words together.
Oh. They just played, Madison Square Garden Friday. Recently with A-Track, I think.
Yeah, the second line of Friday is confusing just how many these acts I really don't know. Maybe that's just my ignorance, but Pulp, Refuse, Mazzy.
You don't know Pulp?
These are huge. And Mazzy Star as well. They're all, like, bands that are defunct but are getting back together.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Mazzy Star was a shoegaze band from the 90s who had one, the Fade Into You song. That's their hit.
Okay.
So that interests me more than anything, I think. Refuse are fucking dead is their whole deal. I don't know if you've heard that before. I don't know. I think they're some kind of punk rock. Pulp, I have no idea. I've just heard of them. They're all kind of like cultish bands getting back together, I think.
Yeah. So, Andy, I'm guessing you're going to want to catch some of Afrojack before heading to Arctic Monkeys, Black Keys.
Yes, if the schedule allows, I think that'll be fun.
Well, Arctic Monkeys opens for Black Keys on their tour, so I have to think they'll be on that stage together.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Afrojack may get lost in the shuffle if we have a close spot for Arctic Monkeys
right.
And aren't going to move.
You know what's crazy? I think Friday's the worst day of the festival.
It might be. It's so good. How could you be disappointed with this lineup? That is crazy talk.
I was surprised.
There's so many good people on there.
I called her as soon as I saw it. I was like, this is really good. This is awesome. She's like, yeah. And then she'd see it. Every time she'd read through it, like, she'd be like, oh, they're interesting. That's good. Ooh, that's good. So I think we'll go through it and she'll be convinced.
I don't know. Besides the headliner, Saturday might be the weakest day.
I don't know. Let's go top down this time. Let's go top down. Radiohead is everyone's gonna be there. There's no other choice.
Yes.
Now, Bon Iver or the Shins? I've had different like affairs with both for a while.
I've seen Bon Iver. I haven't seen the Shins, but I've seen James Mercer with whatchamacallit?
Danger Mouse.
Whatever that band name was.
Broken Bells.
Yes.
Broken Bells. I'd rather see the Shins. I've always been curious about them, and I liked a bunch of their albums.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then David Guetta, that'll be fun. I bet that's on after Radiohead, too. And he's
going up, picking him over half of Oasis?
Fuck Noel Gallagher. I don't know.
I'm able to see Mike Snow and Jeff Mangum, because those are going to be fucking
great. Yeah, Cascade, I've seen a few times, and he is amazing.
I don't even know what he does.
He's a DJ. But he's amazing. I saw him in Vegas at Marquee Club, and I saw him at Electric Daisy Carnival, and he's very, very good.
No way of seeing him over Mike Snow.
But we have no idea if this is what's going on at the same time.
Well, you can kind of tell from the where they're, like, laid out.
I don't know. It might not, but I would be at Cascade over Mike Snow, that's for sure.
Not for a second. I wouldn't consider it. You've seen Mike Snow. They're fantastic live.
Yeah, so is Cascade. And it's Coachella. The DJs are so much bigger at Coachella.
They are bigger at Coachella, but I still don't know any of them. I'll check them out. I don't want to go
in. He's really awesome. Really fun. Really fun. And Andrew Bird. Andrew Bird on the next line.
Yeah.
He's got a new album coming out soon.
I mean, he was also... he could whistle like crazy. He's always incredible live.
He's so good. He's so good. And he didn't tour all of last year, I don't think. I think he took a year off. Maybe last year or the year before.
What if he's up against Feist? Who are you seeing there?
Andrew Bird.
Really? I've never seen Feist. I've seen Andrew Bird like 3 or 4 times.
That's true. I may split my time. I've never seen Feist.
I need to at least see a few songs and see how she does live. I listened to the album, her new one, once or twice, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. I've enjoyed all of her stuff I've listened to. I don't think I've been exposed to totally enough.
Yeah, but after that, there's nothing I'm incredibly excited about. Tuneyards, Grace Potter.
I'm excited about the Big Pink.
Grace Potter?
I'm excited about the Big Pink.
I'm always going to go see Grace Potter.
I can't believe you said Grace Potter of the Nocturnals is down there, you fool.
I just said that like 4 times. I just said Grace Potter.
What mumbled?
But like Childish Gambino, I have no interest in going to see Donald Glover.
I know. I want to see him do comedy, but not...
Yeah, but there's no comedy at Coachella. Just sightseeing, which is hilarious.
But he might say funny things accidentally.
But what Tune else? Yards? What else
Tune is... Tune Yards, we really should really see.
Yeah, I said Tune Yards. Besides that, there's nothing. Nothing
and
I'm terribly...
Is decent.
Nothing that I... Not like... Not as deep, I think, as Friday. It's more top-heavy than Friday.
I disagree. I really want to see Jeff Mangum. I've heard he's incredible live. Our friends flew to New York just to see him and said it was completely worth it. Yeah, between that, the Shins, Andrew Bird, Feist, Grace, like, St. Vincent, Tune Yards, then earlier in the day, Big Pink, you know... There's good stuff. It's really going to be like a full day. Yeah. And Radiohead is still, I got to say, going to just blow us away.
Yeah. And then Sunday, which is also awesome.
Name 5 you're excited to see on Sunday.
Dre and Snoop.
Okay, that's one.
Justice.
What do you think about... have we heard anything about Dre as a live performer?
He's a legend.
Of course, but I have to think he's still... the show.
Yeah, I mean, all I've seen is him at, like, award shows. He did I Need a Doctor with them and Skylar Grey, and it was good. But I've never seen him live. We can watch some YouTube shit.
Yeah.
But I can name 5 bands I'm excited for on Sunday.
All right, rank them.
You just asked me to name them. Now I gotta rank them?
Yeah.
On the fly? Okay.
You can throw out nominees
first. 1. Dre and Snoop, 2 Justice, 3 yeah. Florence and the Machine.
We haven't seen Girl Talk in a while at this time.
4 Girl Talk, maybe? Or maybe Seyun Kuti in
you
Egypt 80?
Fitz. Fitz not your top 5 anymore?
Huh?
Fitz and the Tantrums?
Oh yeah, Fitz? Well no, I've seen them. There's other bands I haven't seen here that I'm excited about.
Santa Gold's fun.
Yeah, Santa Gold's fun. And yeah, Seyun Kuti. Girl Talk.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Calvin Harris.
Gotye. Gotye?
I don't know.
Somebody I used to know. That song is... Everyone's obsessed with it. I'm like...
Real Estate. Like, Real Estate's awesome. Have you listened to that album?
Huh?
Real Estate?
Yeah.
I like Real Estate. Mm-hmm. They're awesome too. Dude, there's more than 5 bands I'm excited for on Sunday.
And Beirut... I feel like we saw a bad Beirut show.
No, I don't think so.
I think they're boring. Orange are okay.
I think they're boring, but I think this is the deepest day because I'm stoked for Lissy and First Aid Kit and Wild Beasts and Dan Farlow and Wild Flag. Like,
Andy, do you know who Wild Flag is?
Yes, I do.
It's like the girl from Portlandia. I didn't even know she was a musician.
Yeah.
From Sleater-Kinney.
And
Portlandia.
And she's like scored movies.
Huh? What
she's
about her movies?
Scored movies.
But yeah, I don't know. I think every day will be really excited and be like well paced, and there'll be a lot of good shows that I think it's. Let's see. I mean, going backwards, is it better than last year's ACL with Arcade Fire and Stevie, My Morning Jacket, Kanye, Coldplay?
I think so.
It's close. I think I'd take Coachella over ACL last year.
Yes, it's so much deeper.
I think so, and I feel like the headlines are just as exciting. There's a lot of bands that like it doesn't feel as recycled as it festival season did last year.
Well, that's because it's the first one. They have that privilege.
Well, it's nice to see a lot of these bands touring then. I feel like this is a nice collection of touring bands.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I'm happy about it.
I am too.
Hey, when you made these payments month after month, are you convinced that you made a good investment or no?
I mean, I'm excited to see California for the first time.
I think it'll be a festival. It's the best place to see a festival. It's gorgeous.
That.
There is nothing but mountains and palm trees and green grass, and it is the perfect place to see a music festival. So everything is just going to be like amped up that much more just from the scenery. You're gonna be blown away.
It's a gorgeous layout there. So what, are we going to camp or are we going to hotel?
I am for camping.
You're for camping?
For camping.
Yeah, me too.
But we have hotel reservations just in case.
Right.
I can cancel up until like 6 o'clock the day of.
That's a good call.
Yes. All right,
how far away is it? Like half hour or an hour?
Like, yeah, just under a half hour.
Without traffic.
Without trying.
I've never been camping at all in my life.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's a call for camping.
Yeah,
I think I need to do that.
Let's
once.
Fucking
How have you never camped?
She's never camped.
What did you do during your summers when you were young?
What
did you do during the summers?
Stayed inside and read books because I lived in Texas. It was fun.
I guess that's true.
And also true. I'm a nerd. That too.
Yeah, me and Zach were not nerds. Coachella, I'm really excited,
dude. Camping and out there with all these bands, you guys, it's gonna be a great start to festivals.
It will be good.
I hope to see all of you there, Festival Crashers. I think we're going to actually buy a ticket this year. Because they've got, like, crazy RFP chips and
we're
stuff.
We're going legit.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what tax refund is for.
Thanks, America.
So, you know, don't earn a lot of money this year. Get your big tax refund and spend it on festivals.
Words to live by.
See you guys there. Festival season 2012 is upon us.